Whenever a lawmaker writes a new school finance bill, he or she publishes a spreadsheet showing how the new funding formulas affect each of the state's 1,000-plus school districts. This year, with a budget that currently cuts $9.8 billion from public schools, no such spreadsheets have been published. That's in part why Houston Democrat State Representative Scott Hochberg filed a series of school finance bills today, so that lawmakers will know what to expect before voting on the state budget.
And we'll be laying out a budget that cuts $9.8 billion out of the schools, but that's a number that doesn't mean anything to a legislator unless they know that that means you're taking between $500 and $2,500 per WADA, per weighted student, out of their local district.
Now, there are a couple of things you should know about Hochberg's bills. First, he's not the chair of the House Public Education Committee. And when a new school finance bill makes it to the House floor, odds are it will be Republican Committee Chair Rob Eisler's bill. Second, not even Hochberg likes his bill.
Given the drastic effect on many districts as a result of the budget cuts, I truly hope that this bill is a starting line, not a finish line. This is not a bill I would like to vote for as currently drawn.
Hochberg's new funding formulas will increase the number of Robin Hood school districts that have money taken from them and redistributed to others. And for those ISDs already under recapture, there will be an increase in how much the state takes. Locally, Hochberg's bill would reduce the amount of money the Austin Independent School District gets per student by about $1,200, Round Rock by about $1,300, and Eanes ISD by about $1,700. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.